Hello, kids and chidults. I think a chidult is part child and part adult. One of those adults that's still a kid, you know. Well, you've read stories and stuff. This is Joy Bubbles here in Minneapolis, your storyteller. That's all one word. Don't you dare split it. Joy Bubbles is a 10-letter word in beginning with J and ending in S. And Australia has opened many doors for me. I'll tell you about one of them, my apartment door. I went out to the lobby one day of my apartment. You know, we have this buzzer system that you dial a code and it buzzes the apartment, and the person in the apartment would push a button and it lets you in, you know, and the door buzzes. Well, I decided to go out and get let in differently. I forwarded my phone using call forwarding, and it would ring at Jenny's house. And so, you know, she could push the button to let me in since I wasn't in my apartment. So I went out to the lobby, dial the code. It rang, little bing, ring, ring, ring. I'll show you one. That's how Jenny's phone rings here. Just like this. Like that. Isn't that a fun ring? And that's because Jenny was in Australia, in Brisbane. And so she answered, and I said, could you let me in, please? And she pushed the 6 on the phone, which is the number that lets you in, and my door buzzed, and I said, you know, Australia has opened many doors for me. And the manager said that, as far as he knows, that's the farthest anybody has ever been let in from this building, because normally when people let you in, they're actually in the apartment. But I actually, while a lady was on a ship cruise, would let people in for her, and she was in Florida and had her apartment number forwarded up to me. And I let her therapist in to deliver some stuff one time. So all the way from here. Anyway, I said Australia opens many doors for me. I'll tell you about one of them. There was this movie back in 1992. It was actually the first Sunday in May. I think that was May 3rd. It was on NBC, a Disney movie called Dayo. Dayo. You know, like there was this banana boat song. Day-O. And it was about an imaginary friend. Imaginary friend came back to help her, this little friend named Dayo, to help her believe in herself and gain inner strength and stuff. And I just was so tired that night, I said, I'll catch it on the rerun. The only thing is, there wasn't. And I waited, and I waited. And my friends checked. They'd send out emails, we'll notify you if this ever gets released on video kind of things. Nothing. They checked cable listings every week. You know what? It came to where it was 10 years, 2002. And by then, you know, I had thought about Australia has opened many doors for me. And I said, why not call Australia and ask them about Dayo? So I called up and asked the name of a video store in Australia, and they gave me Blockbuster. And I called and said, oh, yeah, we released that long ago. We've all sold out. They're just not in stock. I came so close, they had released it. So I asked, do you know of any other video store? I'm calling from the U.S., and I'm a blind person. I really want this Dayo. So she gave me the name of another one. They told me about the same story. I said, do you know any store that you could think of to call, no matter how wild of a chance? Well, now that you said wild of a chance, there is this sort of strange store, and they have about every sort of junk thing kind of you could imagine, sort of strewn around, and very interesting place, I must say. You could call them. I'm not promising anything. I said, oh, that's all right. And then the phone number was one like she had never seen. I don't even think this phone number is right. It was a 500 number, some different phone service in Australia that cost me about 5 times the rate per minute. But who cares when it comes to Dayo? So I called the first guy. We're too busy to look for it. So I call back in about maybe 10 or 20 minutes.